The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
The Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought, in word, in deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in the newness of life, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
Read Psalm 84 together. How dear to me is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul has a desire to long for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God. The sparrow has found her house, and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. By the side of your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way. Those who go through the desolate valley will find it a place of springs, where the early rains have covered it with pools of water. They will climb from height to height, and the God of gods will reveal himself in Zion. Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than a thousand in my own womb. And to stand at the threshold of the house of my God, than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is both sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk with integrity. O Lord of hosts, happy are they who put their trust in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Tonight's gospel is from John 6. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though one of the 12, was going to betray him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When I walk into my garden after a night's heavy rain, everything is heavy with dew. Drops hang like jewels from the spider's webs. The leaves glisten, and small creatures teem in the ground, as if the rich, moist earth were a builder's paradise. The orb-weaving spider, the one that stitches a zigzag in the center of her web, is weaving a labyrinthine pattern on the azalea bush. At sunrise, she was already at work, spinning her silken path, one that reminds me of the labyrinth at Chartres Cathedral, where the sun pours through the great rose window like a benediction. "How beautiful is your dwelling place," I tell her, as I walk to the back where the purple vine runs in wild joy over the fence. Someday, I suppose, I'll see that spot only in my mind's eye. Someday, the garden, I imagine, will be dug up and turned over to the practicalities of concrete and maybe a garage. But today it's a place where birds of all kinds of feather, including myself, stop, look, and sometimes nest. A real gardener would tie up the vine and trim back the flowering shrub, where every so often a hummingbird pauses. A real gardener would move the lilies to a sunnier place and trim back the towering red buds under which Gilbert and Sullivan, our two furry friends, were laid to rest many years ago. Well, perhaps we're all gardeners, I think, only we delve into different kinds of earth. Some dig through the fine dust that covers the floor and shelving, restoring them to gleaming order. Some grow ideas that blossom into computers and medicine and books. But my trowel and spade and rake are safely locked in the shed, so I can stand in peace in that green growing corner and remember all those for whom I am thankful, all those who I wish would find a place of springs in the desolate valley they walk through. And because we've had house wrens nesting in the carport, because the cardinals have carried on a noisy courtship amidst the vines in the border garden, because I always hope that one day if I hold out my hand, they will not scatter in fear. For all of those reasons, I carry some bread with me. Piece by piece, I toss it to the ground, naming one by one those I carry close at heart. Short names, some of them bearing a burden of fear and illness. Loving nicknames, long, elegant names carrying short, sharp wounds. Some I know well, others have become woven into my life because someone who loves them has asked for prayer. A mockingbird lights in front of me. Several days ago, I saw her lead her chick under the sasanqua bush. Now she's calling to it. And closer she hops, eyeing the breadcrumbs inquisitively. Her interest and her hesitation, her fear that perhaps this is dangerous, that she must make a decision and she must be quick about it. All that makes me think of those disciples who gathered around Jesus looking for food for the soul. But what they heard him say left them aghast. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. What did they make of that? Was it a call to break Levitical law? To join some kind of cult? To climb the mountains and perform a sacrifice? They had followed Jesus this far. They had heard the promise of life. They had seen the healings, they had seen the way he nourished those around him. And they had seen, too, the welcome he extended to one and all, the littlest and the least. But I think perhaps they had not understood the cost, that they, too, were called to become part of the promise, heart and mind, body and soul. His voice goes on. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. Well, Jesus is talking about a food that never was before, food that gives strength to work both in the world and out of it. The kind of food that gives us the strength to see a joyous promise in the everyday work that makes our hands dirty and makes our backs ache. And then that if that weren't hard enough to understand, Jesus gives them and us a challenge. What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It's the spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words I've spoken to you are spirit and life. And it's those words that call us to be one body and one spirit. And with the grace and glory born of trust, we too become living sacrifices. We too need to go out as Christ's own and loving God and loving our neighbor and seeking to heal a wounded world. Things are seldom what they seem. As I stand at the threshold of God's garden, I see life itself. I see the dry seed that falls and is buried. I see that it will bloom in the spring. That motionless oval shell in a nest will one day crack, and out will come a bird. The caterpillar who's feasted on my dill plant will become a butterfly. This is the promise woven into the very fabric of the world. Here is food for the soul, sings the bird on the limb. Here is comfort for the soul, whisper the leaves. Here is life, calls the Christ. In his holy name. Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, of God and truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord. And in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those, both night and day, who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I ask for your intercessions and thanksgivings.
Pray for Monty and for Della.
Pray for Mercedes' mother. Pray for Peter, for Della. For SJ. For Billy. Guide us waking, O Lord,
and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and in the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.